One question I just, as we were talking about vitamin D, I just wanted to ask Frank, and I just, for whatever reason, didn't get to it. Glad we're going to finish up with him. Randy Short is standing by. He is in, he's like a bull ready to charge. He is in the gates. He is the Bronco, but he is ready to go after these people, and he's got some very, very poignant, provocative information, as always. Excited to have him. Frank, vitamin D, you talked a lot about it. I thought it was incredibly fascinating. Seasonal depression. I know in winter, a lot of people get depressed. They get down. They get winter blues. Related to vitamin D, yes?
Well, absolutely. I mean,
why? What is the connection? Why does that do that in your body?
Well, again, I mean, you know, a lot of them, they think it's the light. It's not the light. It's the vitamin D. But the researchers believe that because the vitamin D is so important to the brain function that insufficient levels would lead to depression and other mental illnesses. And in a study in 2005, they identified the vitamin D receptors in the same area of the brain that is associated with depression. And so,
really?
Yeah, there was a 2013 study that they noticed that all the study of patients with depression, and every single one of them had very low levels of vitamin D. And so they have basically the same analysis found statistically that people with low vitamin D were at much greater risk for depression. You know, it just goes to tie in the vitamin D has a significant function in your brain, and as I said, it's in the same location tied in with where your depression associated.
So they really don't know. They're really not 100% sure, but they obviously see the similarities, and that's obviously what's going on. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, they basically said there is a significant correlation between vitamin D levels and depression. And they believe, I mean, all the studies are showing that it has a significant effect. Low vitamin D levels lead to depression or a high risk factor.
Last thought or last question, you know, is yours. Is there something, you know, if you could just shake everybody who is listening or just tell them one thing to be important that they need to take a look at or you believe they need to take a look at, what would it be before we let you go?
Well, again, it would be your body is immune system is the best defense you can have. Give it the support. And you've got whether the vitamin C, the vitamin D, the liquid silver. I would take the gel. I would put that on their hand. There's no better hand sanitizer. When you're traveling, I would spray the silver on your mask. It's an antimicrobial, antiviral. I would, there's been studies showing that you can reuse the mask because of that. And it has that kill agent. These are all about, right now we're in a mode of what can we do to protect ourselves from what's going on, and that's what I would say. Give it internally to your body to fight it off, and then put the gel on your hands. It will last at least 4 hours as a kill action versus any other type of hand sanitizer that will last seconds. And then
wow.
I would spray it up your nose. And I'm telling you, it will make a huge difference in what you're exposed to.
Well, Frank, it's been a pleasure as always talking to you. Your information, your passion, your expertise, your competence is exceptional, and we really appreciate it. Glad to have your products over at the Power Mall. Thank you so much for being with us, your support, the whole thing. Thank you for joining us.
You're more than welcome. Good talking to you, Daniel. We'll talk
yes.
to you later.
I'll talk to you. I'll contact you here a little later on your cell, Frank. Thank you very much. Our next guest is one of our favorites, and we're excited to hear what he's found. He spent some time in Georgia. Dr. Randy Short, he's a writer, historian, he's a researcher. He is a social action minister. I like that. I like ministers who are into action instead of let's hold our hands and just stare at pictures of Jesus on the wall. Let's actually do something with this truth that we have. Let's do something. And that is Randy Short in a nutshell. Dr. Short, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. I am glad to be back. And again, I have to give all honor and praise to our mutual friend, Mr. Larry Pinkney.
Absolutely.
Who always can reach you if I can't catch you. And I want to also want to say I'm glad you're doing better. When I talked to you the other day, I was kind of worried.
Oh, gosh. I was so bad. I was in such bad shape. That was the sickest I've been. I usually don't get sick here lately, but I don't know. It's one of those things. I don't know. A detox thing.
You need
thing.
To get your elderberry. Elderberry gummies are so good, I ate them like junk food. They're like $12. It's like a habit. I'm going to end up going into prostitution to afford elderberry gummies. My God. I went to two or three of them. I said, oh, my God, I'm going to go broke on these things. They're very good. Elderberry.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for the information about the elderberry. Obviously, a lot is going on outside your elderberry bucket, and you're involved right in the middle of it. Georgia is one of the key states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada seems to be the battleground. Georgia, the governor seems to not want to do anything. Why won't you look at the signatures? Why won't the Secretary of State? You have a runoff.
His name should have been Pimp instead of Kemp. And we have a good president. We have a great president. This man should be ashamed. He should have resigned a long time ago.
What have you seen? Give us a take. Why did you go down to Georgia? What did you see? Where were you at with everything?
Okay, I was in Atlanta, and I was staying in the Marriott Marquis, of all places. I got an invitation from a group of ministers. We're very concerned about the Senate race because there's a despicable character. You saw him growing up. You never thought he'd be a person running for Congress or the Senate. Remember Mr. Potato Head? This guy, he looks like an LGBTQ deep-fried Mr. Potato Head.
He kind of does, now that you say something.
Warnock.
Yeah, now that you say something, he really does. Now that you say that, he really does. I mean, I guess whatever that looks like, I think it's him.
I'm not sorry. I saw him. He looks like Mr. Potato Head. And Mr. Potato Head is benign. He isn't.
Good point.
This gentleman has, I mean, let me tell you, the first time I looked at this picture, I had been paying attention to the race in South Carolina. You know, there's this black guy that looks like Mahalia Jackson going through chemo. And, you know, Jamie Harrison.
I know
he does look
about.
Like Mahalia Jackson. Yeah, he looks like Mahalia Jackson had chemo and some steroids. And I said, there's no way a black dude running as a Democrat that looks like a dead gospel singer in drag going through chemo is going to beat Lindsey Graham. I called my cousins down there who friends with him and said, he's going to lose. They can give him $1 billion. Lindsey's going to pull it off. And he did. So I was so busy looking at this Mahalia Jackson-looking pretender. I wasn't paying attention to Georgia. When I finally got around to looking at the race in Georgia, I said, oh, my God, I saw this man. I'm not trying to be phony or whatever. It upset me so bad. I've been having sleep problems since I first saw his picture. And I began calling people saying, hey, look, guys, there's this pro-pedophilia, pro-LGBTQ, pro-baby killing, anti-white, Black Lives Matter, want to create a race war, leftist, running for the Senate. And I'm certain he doesn't care a lick about black people. And he's going to run on another Obama, another one of these metrosexual people of color politicians. I mean, you've seen one, you've seen them all, right? And it consistently made me angry till I began calling people saying, we've got to do something about this guy. And I'm sick of this black scum saying it speaks for black people or God. He says he speaks for God and he praises and sanctifies abortion.
Well,
and
what is the deal there? Let me pause you before you go. Let me pause you right there about him and abortion. I mean, he calls himself a preacher. He says, you know, he's not for guns in the church, all that, whatever. Okay. How in the world does he use the Bible to justify abortion before you get too far down the road here?
Oh, you know what? He probably has a book of Benihana in his Bible that we don't have. The Bible is very clear in Leviticus 18 and 19 that you'd be vomited out of the land if you did the stuff the Canaanites did, which included LGBTQ, pedophilia, incest, and baby killing. It's an abomination to God. God is not a Democrat. God is the first fascist. He didn't say, let's vote on light. He said, let there be, right?
Wow, that's powerful.
I can't stand liberals. God isn't a Democrat.
That should be a T-shirt.
He made male and female. He didn't make gender fluidity.
That should be a T-shirt. That God is not a Democrat. I love that. I am for that. God is not a Democrat. I like that.
So, you know, this guy is, he's been put in place by the boule, or should I say the black, oh my God, in baseball. The minor league skull and bones for blacks is called the boule. And the Pope of the Boule is this sleazy, sinister, idiot, race-baiting, bribe-taking pastor by the name of Calvin Butts. What an appropriate last name. I just wish they had used the three-letter variety. It would have been more accurate. Calvin Butts has sent this guy to two pastorates. One in Baltimore, where there was some kind of scandal, allegedly either sexual or physical abuse of minors, and he got into a fight with the police. Blue lives really don't matter when they come to try to save black kids, do they? Isn't that a contradiction there? Then he goes from Baltimore, and somehow he becomes the senior pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church, which is Martin Luther King's church. And it's gone from having a dream to having a queer scheme. Shall overcome to, you know, let's be socialist bums.
How do you come up with all these? Hey, Randy, how do you come up with all these one-liners?
Because people like him make me angry, and it just flows.
You're really good at it. Let me ask you.
This man, I told you I couldn't sleep. I started calling. I called Alveda King. Someone help me. Fight this idiot.
What did Alveda say when you?
Well, what Alveda said is that she said, Dr. Short, I'm very familiar with him. Dr. Short, I don't attend Ebenezer Church. I left in 1983. That's what she said. But I understand your concerns, and we're going to be doing something. So they had something down in Atlanta. That's one of the reasons I went. And we were out in front of Ebenezer Church, about 25 ministers denouncing this abomination, this false prophet, this blasphemer, this antichrist, anti-Christian, anti-American, anti-baby, anti-family, anti-white, anti-black monstrosity called Raphael G. Warnock, who I also call whore nuts or war nuts, depending on how angry I am.
All right, let me ask you another question. This is kind of a race question. Every black person I know, generally, they don't support, they don't have that same support. How did he get to be such a pastor of such a prominent church? I mean, that downtown Atlanta, that's Martin Luther King's former church. How in the world did he get there? You mentioned the boule. I mean, I'm just so boggled here.
I'm trying to tell you, if you understand what skull and bones is for white people,
yes.
We've got a little league or minor league skull and bones. It's called the boule. So once you understand that a long time ago, there was a group of black people that wanted to get into skull and bones, and they said, in words, this is just for whites. They said, okay, well, you won't let us join yours. Can you help us have a black copy of Skull and Bones, so they helped them set up the boule. All right?
Yes.
So the boule is black Skull and Bones. And this guy is in Black Skull and Bones. I told you who the Pope of the Boule. It's this guy, Calvin Butts, who I wish it was three letters to describe the same thing instead of five.
How prominent is this Boule? Obviously, it's pretty big. It's very influential, similar.
They're the unelected dictatorship. If you go to Africa and you see the guys with all the medals and stuff on their jackets and steal all the money and kill everybody, Black America has a dictatorship, a fascist, elitist dictatorship through secret societies and families. They completely dog out the black community and always tell us it's white people's fault.
Mm.
That's what they do. And so, for example, Warnock, who's claiming to be this great hero of the poor, right across the street from Ebenezer Church. I'll send you the video. You have homeless people living in conditions that look like Manila in the Philippines under their own excrement, waste, trash, boxes. Ugh. This is at the, right across the street from Martin Luther King's church. And they know that they're there. They've been there. They've been there for decades. They don't care. Okay, you have to walk over. I have a picture. I can send it to you of a man sleeping at the front door of Ebenezer Church I took just a few days ago. I sent it out. And all of a sudden, I got calls. You stop doing that, and you've got to respect the legacy. And I'm thinking, Dr. King would be out picketing his own church if he were alive. In fact, Dr. King has probably gotten 100 gold medals, perfect tens, doing back flip somersaults on the high beam in his casket, knowing that this monstrosity called Warnock is in his pulpit.
What do you make of, and this goes to a bigger question, just the election in general. I still haven't, you know, got your opinion, at least on air. We haven't had you since the election. Just generally the election, what you saw with the cheating, what do you make of it all? What's most important to you?
Trump won with the landslide. Trump had a majority of white men, white women. He got 25% of the black male vote.
That's a lot.
A significant part of the Latino vote. Donald Trump has had the biggest landslide since Nixon in 1972, probably the last time we had a great president. That's warts and all. Nixon was a great president, whether you like him or not. Whether he did wrong or not, he was a great president.
Have you talked to Roger? Yeah, I know you were very close with Roger. Have you talked to him lately about the, what does he make?
Roger knew they were going to steal the election in 2016. That's why he started Stop the Steal in 2016. This deep state, these swamp creatures, these banker plot trust fund owners, they hate America. They hate our freedom. They hate the rank and file of the people in this country. They want to go globalist. They want to undermine this country, and they'll do anything. Donald Trump is sort of like, wow, he's like a levee holding back the flood of this country being made into a third world nation. And a lot of stupid liberals don't get it. And so they had to steal. One reason that they don't talk about that they had to steal is that it started in 2012, that there are a lot of people like me who are black. We hate the Democratic Party, and we actively work to try to destroy it. And we've been doing it now for 12 years. And it's beginning to take root of black people who no longer – in fact, the Republican Party is the black people's party. They got tricked and duped and left it, and look at what happened to us. We need to get back to it. The Republican Party is our party, and we want it back. So we're coming back. The Swallow's coming back to Capistrano, as the old song used to say. And the Democrats know it. And they can't keep. You understand, to win the presidency, you need to get about 92% or more of the black vote, and it's fairly good that you could win, even if you don't have a plurality of white votes. But if you lose 10% or more, the chances are you will not be president of this country. Now, when they saw that Biden had lost, and Biden, whose sons are deviants, his son, Hunter Biden, is a deviant. His son, Bo Biden, covered up the lynching of blacks. There's been a complete news blackout on this for 8 years of what goes on in Delaware with lynching. A lot of people know this, even though it hasn't made the mainstream news, that Biden lost. They knew this. He only could get maybe 75% of the black vote for him, if that. They know there's no way that they can win in the swing states if the black vote in Minnesota, Michigan, Georgia, right? Arizona,
yes.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
if that vote is looking towards Trump, they're dead. So that's another reason that they had to steal. They can no longer count on us, and that's increasing. And they stole this election. Trump has created the first coalition since Roosevelt of Americans of all colors that want to move forward, and they don't like it. So they've done everything they could. They poisoned him. They've tried to kill him. They've started riots. All of this. They've even lit this disease. This is made just to bring down one man. And so some of us get it. And so Trump won.
Did they, all right,
everybody
let me,
knows he won.
Let me pause right there.
Thing.
Did you?
When they put that tramp, Kamala, we hate Kamala. Kamala's no sister. You know what? Jackie O was more black than Kamala Harris. And that's actually true. There's nobody likes Kamala. She's the tramp.
Did they think they would get away with this? Do they think they get away with it? Or were they just that desperate that they had no other choice?
They're that stupid.
Or both.
Both. But you know what? And I said it to you. I'll say it on you. I hope Trump declares martial law. These courts keep messing with him. They keep calling him a dictator. They should act like it. Shut these people down. Round up these traitors to save this country. You know what? Everyone says Abraham Lincoln was great. He did it. He should do the same thing.
Well, Trump has much more, I would say, moral authority than what Lincoln did. I mean, much more. To me, it's open
sure
and shut.
Does.
Trump's case is open sure. and shut to me.
Sure he does. That's what I'm saying. Just do it.
Well, okay, let's talk
about some of these people.
We got 30 seconds until the break.
I would nationalize CNN. Let Don Lemon look for a job. I would nationalize MSNBC. I'd like to see Rachel Maddow as a waitress, but she'd be so attractive she wouldn't get any tips. Look, he needs to shut this thing down. The high-tech people, this Mother Zuckerberg, I won't curse on your station. All
Mother
of these
Zuckerberg.
People need to be punished. Mother Zuckerberg. He's a Mother Zucker.
Yeah, I got it.
Mother Zucker,
I got it.
All of them should be taxed. They should give them a prime tax rate. I mean, they've lived off the fat of the land, and then they're going to try to undermine our Constitution.
There's the music, Randy. Stay right there, buddy. On the other side, let's go into it. What is, because a lot of people are talking about this now, martial law. What does that look like? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour, Dr. Randy Short. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Mall, you know all about it. We talked about a lot last hour with Frank. All his great products, vitamin D, vitamin C. You want good quality products? Where are you going to get them? One of the best places is here. We got a great selection for you. And buy from the good guys, will you? Thank you so much for your support, your donations, your prayers, what have you. We appreciate it. And you're welcome for what we do. And we bring people like Randy, who, very unique perspective, very obviously convicted, obviously very important. You know, LeBron James says that blacks are never more scared or it's never been more divided. I completely disagree. I mean, I guess for some people, I guess if you're a Black Lives Matter Marxist, I guess, but in general, black people and white people, I think we're finally starting to come to the realization that, hey, we have common interests and all we want to do is live our lives and be left alone. And color is kind of an illusion to some degree. And these people keep telling us that we hate each other. We just want to live our family. I mean, I think we're more unified than maybe ever. I don't know your comment on that, Randy.
You know, some of us unified, some of us are not unified, but the issue isn't so much how united we are, it's how civil we are, even if we don't agree. And
well, that's a good point.
Just the display of the insanity that I saw this summer, you know, I'm going to just be honest with you, okay? When they kicked the people's behind on the other side of Lafayette Park, I celebrated. I'm sorry. And I'm also going to say when the Proud Boy punch a little black lesbian that had the knife in the face when they had, you know, had the knife pulled on the guys just a couple weeks ago when they had the big Trump march.
Yeah.
It was funny to me, and I thought that the guy showed restraint. They didn't kick her when she was down. They took the knife and they kept walking. Now, had they really been bad folks that would have continued to hit or kick on, they simply wanted to keep her from hurting them. Yeah, I understand what I'm saying. I've enjoyed some of the pushback against the extremity of this because it's not black people. There have been some black looters, but Black Lives Matter is a fraud organization. If you've been watching the news, it's imploding. It's imploding right now because none of the billions of dollars that have been raised goes to the chapters. It goes to rich, plutocratic Marxist, Leninist revolutionaries who don't care anything about the people. And what no one tells anybody is that when Black Lives Matter comes to town, they lure out grassroots leaders and youth, get them locked up, get them criminal records with the police. They bail out the white ones and leave the black ones in jail. So they have a Jim Crow bailout policy for Black Lives Matter. It's a corrupt, racist, anti-American, a satanic party that needs to be shut down. And they don't represent black people. There's nothing black about Black Lives Matter, not even the people that go around looting.
What do you mean satanic? When you say satanic, what do you mean by that?
Oh, you didn't know?
Well, I kind of do. I want you to talk about it.
Patrice Couleurs, who used to be a lesbian party favor canape to other stud lesbians before Eric Mann, one of the weathermen that used to blow up stuff, decided to do something with her. And now, I mean, I guess she has a big bull ring in her nose. Look, these folks worship demonic spirits that they call ancestors. They hate Christianity. They hate the church. And a lot of times you'll see them on the ground with their fists in the air. This is summing up demonic spirits for power. This is very dangerous. In fact, they have big witch conferences in Baltimore and also in, I believe, Los Angeles. These people are literally bringing in sorcery, witchcraft, and all, in particular to bring Trump and America down. That's Martin Luther King was a Baptist. I'm a Pentecostal. That's not black. That's the devil. And if being black makes me have to get with the devil, as proud as I am, I'll be something else. I resent them using that term. In fact, I could care less about the term Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. You realize that? And my family's mixed. And not that I call myself mixed. Of course, I say I'm black, but I've got Indians in my family and everything else. All their lives mattered, and that's what gave me a life, right? And as a Christian, Christ's life matters, right? And it lives in those of us who believe in him, right? So that everything that they stand for is against my core beliefs as a Christian, as an American. I almost wish that they would just illegalize Antifa and Black Lives Matter right now. Just suspend it. Just stop all this madness. I'm sick of it.
I'm obviously, like you, like most people, very concerned. Most people who listen to this broadcast anyway. I'm very concerned about a Biden administration, what that would possibly look like. They've come out and said this in open. they're not even hiding their agenda. And it just cannot be. I mean, this is not America. This is a takeover. If Biden's administration comes in, obviously the Trump team has been fighting legal battles. The courts, the state courts have been a joke. They've been irresponsible. They've been cavalier with the evidences right before them. They don't care. Trump's choices are now getting narrower and narrower. We're hearing state senators, state congressmen their lives are being threatened because they want to take the power of electors back in Arizona, Georgia, what have you. The Supreme Court is hanging there. Maybe a case is going to get to the Supreme Court. We've also heard that, you know, martial law is there. I think it's totally appropriate. We've talked about it before the break. Some sort of limited martial law. What does that look like to you? What will be the result of that? What are the possibilities here?
For at least 6 months, a suspension of any demonstration that is anti-governmental, okay, that's one.
the nationalization or the breaking up of the monopoly of Twitter, Google, Facebook, all of that, that needs to be changed. Mandatory fair, I forget the expression of how you describe that, but both sides of the news have to be told. It used to be fair use. It used to be a way that if you were like Pat Buchanan used to debate Tom Brady, or Phyllis Schlafly would debate Tom Brady, you would get both sides. Rachel Maddow would have to have someone that could counter her. Don Lemon would have to have someone that could counter him, preferably a straight person. That way we'd really have something good going on. I mean, someone has to counter Anderson Cooper. They need to change some of the stuff Amy Goodman and other people on what I would call National Pravda Radio. We need to be able to have a conservative perspective on all the platforms, as well as other people being able to speak, and there should be able to be a counterpoint for Americans to debate. If you and I don't agree on something, let's say we don't agree on reparations, we should be able to talk about this. Shouldn't be something shoved down your throat or shoved down mine. If they could just deal with that, as well as make some rules, like they do some examinations. We need to do a forensic investigation of all the judges in this country to make certain that they're not dirty. We need to, these judges have really nice, cushy jobs for life. We need to make certain that they're up there for the right reason. Other than that is to let people know, all organizations, that they need to really temper what they're saying. There should be not a whole lot, but enough. Nobody can threaten violence.
Here's the immediate question. Okay, what about the elections? Has Trump now just basically declared himself president? What do we do about the election, specifically in deciding who's the president with martial law?
Well, if Trump were really going to do something, one, he should fire Fauci. Fire Fauci. Get rid of the this embarrassment. The guy who looks like one of the gremlins from Spielberg's. You know who I'm talking about.
I've been told he did that on purpose, and I'll tell you why. Because he knew Fauci was dirty. He knew Fauci's connection. He put them out there, and now everybody knows it now. You know, if he would have left them.
Fauci needs to be fired. Gates needs to be picked up. Soros needs to be picked up. Give them a big suite in Guantanamo. They need to pick up anybody that's very clear that they've done stuff. They need to watch all the people in this country, foreign nationals, that are guilty of any kind of spying. They need to seize all the stuff for the Dominion, a scorecard, all these voting machines across
the
country.
All the ballots.
There should be an immediate investigation of all of it. And I don't care if they pick up all the little crooked black women I saw in Georgia. I'm really angry about this.
Oh, my gosh.
Silly, and I don't know why they're always overweight. A bunch of fat black bros have decided to be the face of electoral fraud. I mean, if racism's so bad, why would you want to get caught? And the lady who had her name on her shirt, come on, she's stuck on stupid. I mean, you saw her name is LaRubi, and she had a name on there. She's like, God.
Well, this is radio. Just so, just so the audience knows, what he's referring to is that there's a video in Georgia where they kicked everybody out of the room. They're counting votes, and they pull all these votes out of suitcases under the table, and four people, and one of them, this lady, literally on her shirt has her name. And her purse, and she starts counting the votes. I mean, you talk about stupid, and that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, I am talking about LaRubi. Look, they need to do that, and they need to also, the president needs to, like as I said, nationalize the media and educate people for a couple of days of what happened. Because what the president has been, such a Democrat, they're using his Democratic impulse against him while they're pushing towards fascism, telling him to play by one rule while they play by none. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, if you don't read the Epic Times or watch Newsmax, you can't figure out what's going on. The president needs to do exactly what Roosevelt did. Fireside chat. People like listening to him. He's got a nice voice. And they need to explain all this stuff with little graphics for the semi-literate people out there, like the illegals, and let people know what happened, how it happened, and why
he's decided to save this country's constitution, whether anybody likes it or not. They'll thank him a decade from now and say, thank you, Mr. Trump, for saving our country.
See, I completely, my first inclination when I heard about this martial law, obviously you hear martial law, you kind of jump back, but if he can seize all the election stuff, if he gets in front of the American people, says, here's what went on, blah, 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 here's what we're doing, then are we going to have another election, or is he just going to discount the vote?
He won anyway. And on top of that, just show everybody Wiener's laptop and
Bingo.
Hunter Biden's laptop. And and just shut it up. And if anybody in the military gives him a hard time, get those Abu Ghraib family photos and home movies and bring them out. And
then right,
the CIA and everybody on one accord, they'll shut up.
All right, you just mentioned something absolutely radioactive. The Wiener laptop that was supposedly, I don't know, a couple years ago in New York, the Biden laptop. What is on those laptops? It is a family show. What is on those laptops?
A lot of filthy, degenerate abuse, sexual abuse of children and by politicians and important people. I've seen some of the Hunter Biden stuff. My God. Just spoke with some of the pastors. I'll do one and I'll stop. If my eyes could be deceiving me, but it looks like he had an underage female masturbating him with her feet.
Now this is, hold on, let's just, that's enough. God almighty. So on this laptop, you've seen part of this, they have this laptop and it has him in compromised position. Just him or other people also?
For Hunter, it's just him.
There's what about Wiener? What about Wiener?
It has all kinds of people on there. Now,
under the life insurance.
The most shocking thing on the Hunter one is that there's a young woman that looks like one of the Obama daughters. And they even have stuff with her name on it. I don't know if that's fake or not, but the Chinese people put it up on gtv.org or gtv.com. And they claim they have stuff on Biden and Obama that they're going to drop. These are some Chinese who hate the Communist Party who are putting this stuff out. It's quite interesting. And if I was as under-endowed as Hunter, I wouldn't be taking pictures of myself.
This is, this is big. What you're saying right now is very, this isn't just, campy kind of vulgar discussion. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. Are you saying that basically people in China who hate the Chinese Communist Party have basically worked to get this information out and are now putting it on the internet in China? Or go over that again.
You can get it here. I've seen it here. And I looked once. I'll just say this. Someone tried to abuse my brother, and I have complete hatred against pedophilia. I saw enough. I'm done. I'm done, man. It doesn't look good.
Were they using those files to hold over Hunter? Is that kind of the thought that we hear, that China basically had him in his back pocket because they have these files?
Yeah, and there are allegations that this stuff on Dad. You see, I'm going to just say this to you. This is an unsubstantiated rumor that was given to me by my God brother that Biden likes drag queens. And it goes further. I've heard this from Judge Joe Brown that Biden has a moist side. I will go further to say that my God brother alleges that he, as a minister, was counseling a person that was in the sex industry, and this person delighted in mocking him by calling Joe Biden on his personal number and doing sex talk, phone sex with him in front of my God brother. My God brother had stood by this. He's refused to back down. By the way, this man was murdered in 2009, just around the time that Biden and Obama come into the White House, the same way you had the three gay black men murdered up in Chicago that were in the choir at the queer-affirming Trinity United Church of Christ church that Obama attended that had Reverend Jeremiah Wright, you know, the GD America pastor.
God, this is... I mean, the whole Democratic Party, these people, all these people, they are just vile, degenerate, satanic.
Yes, they are.
Demons.
And that brings us back to Warnock. Warnock is friends to the successor. He went to Morehouse with Otis Moss III, who's now the pastor of Trinity United Church of Christ. And Warnock is friends with Obama and Jeremiah Wright. And they all support this LGBTQ and the open borders and abortion on demand and so forth, right? And it's supposedly, with the exception of Obama, all men of God.
Oh, what is the deal with more black babies being aborted than born? What is the black community finally waking up to this? It seems like they are.
Well, yeah, but you have to understand the Negro Project, started by Margaret Sanger, the first big church to open its doors to Margaret Sanger, who had a plan to eliminate black people, was Abyssinia Baptist Church, which happens, and the pastor at that time was Adam Clayton Powell, Jr. And who was Adam Clayton Powell succeeded by? Calvin Butts. Calvin Butts is this preacher that's pushing for this. So see how this can be? It goes all the way. It's a direct line almost back to Margaret Sanger. Calvin Butts is in the Boule, which is what I told you, Black Skull and Bones. Warnock is in Black Skull and Bones. Jeremiah Wright is in Black Skull and Bones. Otis Moss is in Black Skull and Bones. They're in the Greek Letter Societies, which comprise the constituent bodies of the Black Skull and Bones, which is the Boule.
How prevalent is this? How prevalent is this in the entertainment industry, music industry? Certainly seems like it is.
It's strong. But if they don't have that, they've got the church, they've got the black colleges. In fact, they're the Democratic Party is a skull. It's a Boule situation. If you start looking like, you know, the woman that looks like Uncle Fester, Karen Bass. She's the head of the congressional, I call it the congressional Black Caucasians.
Did you say coon? Did you say coon?
Yes, I did. I say that in front of black people. I'm not a hypocrite if I say it to a white audience. Congressional black Caucasian. That they're all Delta Sigma Theta. Okay, almost all of them. Marcia Fudge, you know, the congresswoman from Cleveland, the one that looks like a gerbil with glasses. All of these people are in the same group. They're in the same sorority. All these, you hear all these, I think, I forget which sorority Stacey Abrams is in. You know, she's the...
Let's get to Stacey Abrams. What is her... I am about sick of that Goodyear blimp-looking troll who says she's got a million
Dumpty,
votes ready.
Humpty Dumpty with the Jerry Curl wig. She does look like a sumo wrestler that had a black girlfriend. And, okay, she really does look like, and she took after the father. Okay, she's crooked. You know they're investigating her for electoral fraud. Her and Warnock, by the way.
Well, she says she has almost a million votes ready, harvested. She says that. She's not even afraid of it. I mean, is it that corrupt up there?
She's not afraid of an all-you-can-eat bar. Why would she be afraid to tell you how many votes she's got? I mean, I'm telling you, she probably should buy stock in Golden Corral.
You know, talking to you makes me know why I first got attracted to Donald Trump when he was out there, because he started calling these people names and people say, oh, he's so unpresidential. He's so that I don't care. It's just like listening to you. I don't care what
I
you
like
call
Donald
these people.
Trump. In fact, a lot of people like Donald Trump. I didn't think I'd like him. I would see him make fun of people and tell the truth. He told people the truth. We need to be honest. Stacey Abrams is a fraud. She has no real black following, believe it or not. She's
who
like
is she?
Obama.
I don't even. How does she have so much power? How does she almost get the governorship?
It's alleged that she's gay. All right. So she's in. See what's happening that people don't understand is it's not black. It has nothing to do with black people. almost all the people that you see put up that are you're hearing are black, are folks who are gay, who have the, I call these, sodomite industrial complex behind them. You have to understand that the Harry Hay, one of the founders of the fairy queens, whatever, the radical fairies, this guy who's a communist who's going to get exposed, so he quit. The Communist Party in the late 70s, early 80s made gay people a minority group. And these people have been using black people. The communists have always used black people, not all black people, but some alienated black people get into the communist movement. If you're familiar with, his name is Manning Johnson. Manning Johnson, I have his book right here. The Communist Party has a plan to balkanize America by race so it could be conquered, offering black people five states, in particular Georgia. And this was decided by Joe Stalin and these other people back in 1924 to try to use black people to bring America down. And even before that, there's a man by the name of Moses Hess, a Jewish proto-communist, a friend of Karl Marx. He has a book called Rome and Jerusalem, A Study in Jewish Nationalism, Moses Hess. People have been looking to use America's racial problem that we need to work out, Daniel, to use a group that can't fit in because of our problems as a stick of dynamite. And as a Solinsky,
a bomb.
Solinsky and all these other commies basically said, hey, look, get in the Democratic Party, and you know what? Never solve any problems for the people that are miserable. Until they're so miserable, no matter what they do, they can't get any change. Then some of them will become revolutionaries. And then we can use black people as cannon fodder.
Wow. There's the music. We're about to end. Just a very provocative, very explosive interview on many levels. Randy Short, it's a pleasure to talk to you. You are always welcome. Larry Pinkney, thank you for hooking us up. Larry, we want you on here soon if you're listening. You're probably listening. We want you on to get your perspective on this. This is very important times. Thank you so much, Dr. Short, for joining us today.
All right. See you.
Hey, thank you, Randy.
But what about probiotics? There? Antibiotic means against. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.